I just gave Rex a great big hug. This is the Dean of the University of Kinney. Here in Campo, California, on this beautiful Sunday morning, we walked out of our hermitage, heading up the mountainside, and Rex was lying on the bed, and I said, "Come on, Rex, we're taking a walk." He says, And so then he came out, and he came along the path, and we walked for, a couple hundred yards, and I said, "Rex, I haven't given you your morning hug yet. How about that?" And he looked up at me with his beautiful eyes and said in a way, saying, "Yes, I know. I miss it." And so I reached down and I grabbed him under the chest and I grabbed him around his legs and I snuggled his neck and I hugged him and I said, "I love you, I love you, I love you." I said, "You're so wonderful." And I snuggled him deeper and deeper and held him tighter and tighter. And he just sort of snuggled into the snuggle. And he thought that was just so great. He thought that was just so wonderful. And of course, it was. It was just so wonderful. And I felt just so great. And I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if people were able to hug one another with such an all-embracing hug, with such a wonderful hug of holding so tight, and not possessively tight, but just charmingly tight, lovingly tight. That's a good word, lovingly tight. And no ulterior motive. I don't expect Rex to be a better boy because I love him. I don't expect him to mind because I love him. I don't expect him to be anything else other than just something that I love lovely, wonderfully and beautifully. And I do. And the more I hugged him, and I hugged him for almost a minute, the more I hugged him, the more wonderful and the more one we felt, at least I felt, with him. And as he did not try to withdraw and say, "Okay, let's get going," but just sort of laid into the hug. And after I stood up from leaning over and hugging him as we walked along the path, he stood there. He didn't run off and say, "Okay, I'm ready to go now." He waited a moment and he said, like, "Thanks, Dad. That's kind of special. That's kind of wonderful. It's kind of nice to be loved so. And you know, Dad, I love you too." And he took his nose and he put it on my cheek and took his tongue and gave me a lap in his own way of giving a kiss. And how wonderful that is. You know, we don't realize how wonderful things are. We don't realize how great life is and what magnificent things are taking place. We don't realize how nice it is just to love and be loved. And when you hug, just hug. Don't hug saying, "I want you, I possess you, I own you." Hug saying, "I love you, I love me, I love all the world, I am so happy." And in that love, there is no possession. In that love, there is pure delight. In that love, there is a feeling of all is good and very good. All is wonderful and very wonderful. All is fantastic. And that's just the way it should be. That's just the way it should be, and that's just the way it is. And how great it is when it is that way. I'm looking out now across my broad lands here of the Far Valley Ranch and the grounds of the monastery, and the sun is breaking over the top of the hill. And in the far distant area, I can see Ellen walking with her dog, getting ready to come down for breakfast. I'll be a little late, but that's okay. They'll wait for me, in one way or another. But it's a lovely, lovely day. And everything is so clear and so sharp and so crystal, so lovely. And the sky with the receding moon is up there. Lovely, lovely to see, and how great it is. Yes, love without possession, and how great that is. Love without possession, and what a great feeling that is. And our pets, they can teach us that love without possession. But when we love them, they accept it, and they love us too. And when we stop loving them, then they go off and do their own game and do their own thing, totally free and totally happy and totally pleased. What a wonderful way to live. Join me in non-possessive loving. Whenever I see you, I'll hug you to pieces. I don't want anything, I don't need anything, but I delight in you in my arms. I love you. I love you. I love you.